Course 1, Discovering Your Options. Module 1, Who are you?
I know that sounds weird, asking that. A lot of people probably have asked you, and you've probably thought about it a lot, but do you have a clear answer yet? If you don't, you know what can happen? You can have a crisis. A lot of people who are older have a midlife crisis, and now even young people in their mid to late 20s have something called a quarter life crisis. And it happens when you wake up one day and you say, oh my, this is my life. This is not what I planned. This is not what I went to school for. This is not what I dreamed of all these years. And the crisis happens because we don't ask ourselves, who are we? What makes us who we are? What drives us? What's important to us? So today we're going to go through a really cool exercise that I love called History of You. And we're going to ask you to kind of create a detailed account of what the major things were that happened to you in your life from birth to right now. So you're going to think about like where you grew up, when you got your first car, if you did, if you traveled, if, you know, maybe someone in your family passed away or someone was born and it changed things. Maybe there was some sort of crisis that you had to, you know, live through or deal with through certain parts. All of this has really sculpted who you are. And instead of hiding it, we want to bring it to the forefront and start to tell a story about who you are. Over time, we're going to get a lot more formal with it. We're going to polish it up so that we can show it to people professionally. But for right now, this is all about you. And let's get really tapped into who you are, because we don't want a crisis. And the crisis comes when you're torn, when you feel conflicted. Oftentimes, it's because of something called expectations. When you hear yourself having a conversation saying, I should do this, my mom wants me to do this, my father wants this, my professor wants this, my boss wants this, and you start to lose the I, that's when the conflict happens. And so we want to avoid that by really focusing on you. And let's get a little selfish right now, because this is your life. It's no one else's. And if you start to live your life for other people, that's where you're going to run into trouble. So right now, let's dig in. We're going to ask you some questions, show you a little video, and give you some activities to do. But at the end of this, we want to get a lot of clarity. And this clarity is going to help you make some really solid decisions that you really can live with the rest of your life very happily.
Who are you? This may seem like one of the simplest questions in the world, but it's often one of the hardest to answer, especially when you're still trying to figure out who you are and what you want to do. Rest assured, we're not here to corner you and demand a life plan or a resume. We have a more organic process in mind that is sure to get you to a happier place, filled with new possibilities and a clear direction about what's next for you. Our goal here is to help you reconnect with the core of who you are. We want you to be clear on what you value most, what motivates you, and what lights your fire so that you can create a life where you are actually excited by the work that you do. Getting clear on who you are can also help guide you towards your life's purpose. There's nothing more interesting than being driven by passion and purpose and experiencing your dreams as they manifest. My story. Our life experiences, good, bad, even ugly, shape us into the unique people that we are. That's why we want to stop and examine them, to see what we might learn that could be useful moving forward. These experiences and how you respond to them can be incredible sources of information and inspiration for you as you contemplate how you want to spend your time. What events and experiences have impacted you the most? What have you learned from your most significant life events? Time for an activity. Here's where we have this beautiful activity online called History of You. And it's basically an opportunity for you to create a chronological history of yourself from zero to your age right now. And what we're looking for are the most significant events that have shaped your life. By doing this, you're going to get a whole new perspective on how interesting your life really has been. Think about at least 5 examples. And when you get back online, this is one of your first activities. As you'll see with the last activity, we plan on digging deep in some of these modules so that you can really get to know yourself better and make the best choices for you. These might be moments that are uncomfortable for some. If emotions come up for you during this course, please know that this is normal and you're not alone. We care about you. If you need emotional support, please reach out to a friend, family member, or teacher. And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can always contact a crisis support line. We just brought to the surface a lifetime of experiences that make you you. Take a moment to realize just how unique you are. Try not to judge any of these events too much. As some say, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with it. The questions that you'll answer in this activity will give you a quick overview of the most profound life events that you've experienced so far. The key here is to get a clear picture of how these events have shaped you and who you are today. Your collective experience, what you believe you've overcome, and what you're passionate about, very often contains clues about what you might ultimately want to do with your life. Unfortunately, it's common for people to neglect these clues and instead choose a career path that they don't truly want. Later in life, many people end up circling back to these early inclinations, so why not consider them now? Here are a few examples to ponder. Did your parents have a horrible divorce, and maybe now you find yourself often counseling others with relationship problems? Have you traveled to different countries, experienced different cultures when you were younger, and seemed to have a knack for picking up new languages? Maybe you just really love puppies and want to form an organization that saves animals in need. Did you manage the family finances or help with the bookkeeping at home? You might find yourself curious about becoming a CPA or a CFO. Were you a member of a youth leadership organization that taught you the power of teamwork? Perhaps you may be interested in being in charge at work as a manager or a director. Have you always had a distinctive sense of style? Perhaps a new clothing line or expanding an existing brand may be in your future. Now consider any connections or correlations from your life. In reflecting on your entire life to date, your experiences, successes, failures, what are some of the more interesting things you've learned about yourself so far? Think about your likes, dislikes, inclinations, experiences, and aspirations. Don't be afraid to mention an experience that you definitely would not want to do or experience again. Both types of insights can serve to focus you and your attention on what feels most in alignment for you. Online, you're going to list three of your biggest life lessons. But think about that now. Introduce yourself. The first section of this module was all about getting to know who you are. The second section is about putting that juicy information into action by learning how to best introduce yourself. Please don't be tempted to come up with an excuse for why this doesn't apply to you, even if you're already great with people or have a job. It matters to all of us, whether we recognize that we get opportunities like this all the time or not. If you don't, consider how many opportunities you may be missing out on. Every chance you have or make to tell your story is a chance to inspire someone to offer you an opportunity, point you in a direction of one, or simply connect with you in a more meaningful way. That said, this is one of the most important exercises in this entire course. How do you introduce yourself right now? Say it out loud to yourself, privately. Hi, my name is Jay, and I like video games and basketball. No. This type of description is not going to cut it. Do you see why? It gives people a sense of your hobbies, but nothing of substance about where you are in your life or what you're looking to do. From this vague description, you could be a kid locked in a room all day long with a game console in hand, or you could be a professional game designer. You're not giving anyone a sense of how far along you are, so it's likely that they'll assume the first scenario. How much attention do you expect to get from giving that first impression? You should want to be remembered, be interesting, be acknowledged and respected when you walk into a room. Strive to have that wow effect on everyone you shake hands with. That's the kind of introduction we're talking about. Impressions matter a lot. When you greet other people or find yourself in a position to introduce yourself to someone pivotal, are you ready? Do you know just what to say? If you've ever experienced even a moment of hesitation, wondering how to explain where you are in your life, this exercise will definitely help you. Unless you are already exactly where you want to be in your life, every interaction you have is a chance to open a new door, which could lead to new opportunities. My pitch. Now we're going to build your pitch. No, this is not just for that one day you might be thrown on stage or on camera somewhere. Your pitch is what you say when you're given a chance to introduce yourself, anytime, anywhere. It's important to have practiced a strong description of yourself, your status, your interests, and be ready to deliver that pitch at a moment's notice, because you never know when you're going to get a chance to meet someone interesting. If you're thoughtful and informative with what you say, every opportunity to tell your story to someone can unlock any number of new opportunities and connections. Online, you're going to find one of our favorite tools to help you make a strong first impression. Simply fill out the blanks and you're going to see your story come to life. Read it aloud once, tweak it, then read it again. Commit it to memory. Find three opportunities to use your pitch in the next day or so and see how differently you feel. See how people respond to you. Try it over and over. Step into a new sense of confidence in presenting who you are to the world. Online, we created a Mad Libs kind of worksheet that's going to give you an opportunity to really just fill in the blanks with a bunch of different questions, and all of a sudden, you're going to see your story come to life. Advice from industry pros. Cuban-born Nelly Galan learned early in life that she had to be in charge of her own luck if she was going to get anywhere in life. Despite her humble beginnings, she hustled from early on, built businesses, produced hundreds of television shows, and worked her way up to the top of Telemundo, a major North American television network targeting Latinos. For Nelly, that meant discovering who she was, fighting for what she wanted, and making a lot of mistakes along the way.
Hi, I'm Nelly Galan. I'm an immigrant from Cuba, and I was the first Latina to become president of a television network, Telemundo. And from there, I've built two companies, one that launched TV channels in Latin America for American companies like HBO and ESPN. And then I became a TV producer, and I produced over 700 TV shows in English and in Spanish. But what I think you need to know about me is that my resume sounds really good. It even sounds good to me, but in fact, my failure resume is 3 times longer than my success resume. And I think all of you need to know that to have 2 or 3 big things that happen to you in your life that kind of are what the things people know you for, you have to fail a lot. And you have to create a relationship with fear and failure. You know, people always say to me, "You're so lucky, you're so fearless." I am afraid every day of my life. But I know that fear is just a feeling, it's not a fact. And that when fear shows up, I have to go, okay, what are you trying to teach me? I know I have to do it anyway. And you just have to do it anyway. And then some of the time, you're gonna fail. But you just have to get back on the horse, because we live in a country that loves people that try and loves people that just do it. And that if you fail, you're around the corner from success. So I think the first time I thought maybe I should be an entrepreneur is when I was 13 years old. My parents had put me into an all-girl Catholic school, if you can imagine. And I would hear them overnight saying, "What are we going to do? We cannot pay for this school." And I'm freaking out, thinking that the nuns are gonna call me in and expel me. And so I had heard a lady down the street who was selling Avon. And at one point I met her and she's like, "Honey, why don't you sell Avon and you're out of your locker and I'll give you some free lipstick." And I remembered watching on a TV show somebody say, "Do a 50-50 deal." And I went to her and I said, "Look, I'll sell Avon, but it's got to be a 50-50 deal." What the heck did I know? I don't know. The first week I sold Avon out of my locker, I made $200. And that was the beginning of a big change for me, because I realized that no one was there in the world to save me, or at least that's how I perceived it. And I really do believe that in life you have to go do it for yourself. So along the way, I've had many bad things happen to me. I got expelled from high school because I wrote an article to 17 Magazine about why you should never send your kids to all-girl Catholic school. And I turned that into an internship at 17 Magazine that changed the trajectory of my life instead of being upset about it. I worked for a boss that I ran his little TV station. I was like the, you know, the McDonald's manager that ran this little thing that he never paid attention to. One day he sold it for a lot of money. And I said, "How could you do this to me? How could you sell? This is my baby." And he goes, "Young lady, those are my chips. Go get your own chips." So all the messages I kept getting of bad things that happened to me in my life was, go turn this negative thing into a positive. And as a result of all that, people threw me into a place where I thought they thought bigger for me in a way than I thought for myself. I would have never thought I could run my own business, but I was kind of forced into it because I was so mad at that boss that told me, go get your own chips. And from there, I started my first business in television. And I just want you to know that for 4 years, I did not make one penny. And in the fourth year, one of the people that I had pitched business to basically told me my business plan was wrong. And in that moment, I had to pivot and change the business plan, because when he told me that, I was like, oh my God, this guy's smarter than me. So many people, you know, the thing that they're doing isn't working and they forget to go get help. And from that moment on, I got my first piece of business and then I was off to the races. The truth is that the people that do well in the world take action every day and are not afraid to work hard and are not afraid to take chances and are not afraid to be afraid and not afraid to fail. You have to go for it. How do you make your life easier in finding the right career? It's really boils down to emerging businesses and emerging markets. And I know sometimes people say that and no one really explains what that means. Emerging businesses are kind of the hot businesses where there's a lot of growth. You don't want to be in a business that's kind of going under, you know, a type of business. So you want to look at what are the businesses that have a great growth pattern. And emerging markets are markets, whether they're in this country or around the world, where there's so much growth that, you know, as a business person or even as a professional, you know, that's the market you need to go after. This is an incredible time in history where everything is so much easier than it's ever been before because of the digital age. And so for me, it's putting together teams of people that have complementary skills and then really grounding ourselves. And I love that word. That's my favorite word. Grounded. We have to ground ourselves. Sometimes we've grown up thinking, I ask a lot of young people, I want to be a celebrity. I want to be an athlete. That's lovely, but that's not realistic for 99% of the world. So we have to ground ourselves in what are our skills? What is our mission? What is our calling? Why is our pain a link to what our mission is? And we have to go do it. Just do it.
Create your pitch. Properly introducing yourself is one of the most important yet feared and misunderstood skills on the road to success. How well you're able to capture people's attention, strike up conversations, and build relationships has a lot to do with how well you initially tell your story. Sure, talking about yourself can be awkward, as Sam explains here. But with practice and a little commitment to crafting a strong pitch for yourself, soon enough, not only will you be networking like a pro, but new opportunities will start finding you. Next up is Sam Peach on how to quickly and easily introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sam, and in this video, I'm going to be talking to you about how to create a video introduction. And by that, I don't just mean how to talk about yourself on camera, because we're the narcissistic generation, right? I mean, we didn't do anything ridiculous like commission giant oil paintings of ourselves to be hung in ornate palaces for all of eternity, but who would do something like that? We just take videos of ourselves on Snapchat that disappear after 24 hours. So with that in mind, why is it that video introductions can be so awkward? I think it's the same reason that people find networking to be awkward. A lot of people think that you have to be really fake when introducing yourself or talking to people about job opportunities, but I think it's exactly the opposite. It's because you have to be so transparent. If you ever go on a date and the person you're with constantly talks about their exes and all their past relationship experience, you think it's kind of weird. But when you're networking or giving a video introduction, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You talk about your past and how that relates to what you want to do in the future. So keeping that in mind, that's exactly the format that you should follow when giving a video introduction. You say your name. Hi, I'm Sam. You talk about your relevant past experience. I've worked developing traditional courses in private schools and online courses with a few different companies, and how that relates to what you want to do in the future. I'd like to continue working in education as a whole, and more specifically in course and curriculum development and design. And you should always let your personality kind of shine through in whatever it is that you're saying. If you're networking, they might want to talk to you a bit more about what it is that you want to do. In those instances, you shouldn't talk about how you think giraffes are from another planet or how you spend all your weekend watching Parks and Rec on Netflix, but you can talk about other things you've done in your personal life. Like, for example, my dad tells me 5 times a year that to get his first job, he talked to the interviewer about how he went backpacking through Europe one summer, which I'm personally not jealous about at all. So go ahead, try to create your own video introduction, hitting at least those 4 key points.
My intro. It's time to put yourself out there and create a real-life pitch of yourself. It's very common for people to be uncomfortable with public speaking and even presenting something as personal as this. But it's so important. Avoiding chances to make personal connections, show your personality, and appeal to people emotionally can limit your opportunities. Shyness can be likened to a weak muscle. And to strengthen it, you must move past that resistance and exercise it repeatedly. Imagine a company or a person that you'd really like to work for. Now you're going to pitch yourself to that person. Online is an activity to build your own video pitch. You're going to use your smartphone or your computer and create a 1 to 3 minute video pitch of yourself. Then you're going to upload it to YouTube and paste the link right in the online course and save it to your portfolio. We recommend using YouTube if it's available to you. And yes, of course, set the video to private if you feel more comfortable that way. Online, there's another opportunity for this activity where you can create a written pitch. We'd far prefer the video, but if you're painfully shy and just can't bring yourself to pitch yourself on video, try this written version instead. Write a short paragraph introducing yourself to someone you'd love to work for and upload it. Summary. Congratulations on the completion of this module. Here you have learned a lot about how your life experiences have made you the unique individual that you are today. There have already been so many challenges that you've moved through and lessons you've learned. Once you're clear on who you are, it's a lot easier to introduce yourself. We've walked you through some great examples of how to best pitch yourself, and we hope that you're starting to feel more and more confident about sharing your talents with the world.